Take your holy book and turn to John chapter 13. John chapter number 13, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Now before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come and He should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end." Thank God He did. Amen. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He was come from God and went to God, He rises from supper and laid aside His garments and took a towel and girded Himself. After He had poured water in the basin, He began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Then cometh He to Simon Peter, and Peter said to Him, "Lord, dost Thou wash my feet?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." And Peter said unto him, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said unto him, "He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And you are clean, but not all. For He knew who should betray Him. Therefore said He, ye are not all clean." So after He had washed their feet and taken His garment and was set down again, He said unto them, "Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if you do them." I want to preach just a little while tonight. It's got to be my help on this thought. Glorious feet. Amen? Glorious feet. I wish Susie could be here. Amen? She always liked the foot washings. Not really. Amen? But as we look at this tonight and we can see as the Lord's speaking to us and we think about glorious feet, we think about these feet that the Lord is talking about here. And now we see as he's making preparation. He know that his hour is nigh and it's coming. And he knew that he'd come in this world, that he loved this world, and that he's leaving out of here. He's leaving a world that he loved, praise God. But he's not leaving them without example. He gives us an example here. Hey, Bible says, verse number 40, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. The Lord had already laid aside his glory in heaven, amen, when he come down here to live among us in this world, this old sinful world in which we live. But we see now that the Lord has not only laid aside his glory, but he lays aside his humility. He becomes humble, I pray God, even to the humbleness of the cross of Calvary. He lays aside his humbleness. He takes a towel and he girds himself and he begins to wash the disciples' feet. Amen. I want to look at this a minute and just see these bathed feet that the Lord's talking about. You know why we need to have bathed feet? You know how we need to wash our feet? You know why we need to clean our feet? Praise God. So that we can have fellowship with the Lord. So we don't lose that fellowship that God wants to have with us. Let me say tonight, He wants to have fellowship with you a whole lot more than you want to have fellowship with Him. You say, "Well, preacher, I kind of work at it to where I can have fellowship with Him." Praise God. You don't have to work at it so much, praise the Lord, if you just trust Him, because remember that He wants to have fellowship with you every day of your life. God wants to have fellowship with you. Amen. And so we see Him here as He girds Himself in humility and He begins to wash the disciples' feet. Now He gets down to Peter and he's going to wash his feet. And he asked him, he said, "Lord, dost Thou wash my feet?" Amen. Now what would take place if the Lord said, "Peter, no," said, "I'm not going to wash your feet. I'm going to skip over you." Amen. Said, I'm not going to wash your feet. I'm just going to let you go. See, that's what the devil would like for us to do. He'd like for us to just run around with dirty feet. Amen? Amen. Praise God. About bathed feet, praise God, is what we need to have fellowship with one another, fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, "Well, preacher, what's clean feet got to do with fellowship with the Lord? What's clean feet got to do with fellowship with one another?" I'll tell you what fellowship does. Praise God. That fellowship, that clean feed is what we need, amen, to have a right walk with Him, to stay clean before the Lord. Amen. You gotta get the world washed off of you. And it's our, now listen to me, church, it's our responsibility to wash each other's feet. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we don't observe foot washing. Amen. Praise God. Unless we could, if we'd humble ourselves, but we don't, it's not an ordinance that we said. It was an example that the Lord Jesus Christ gave us to teach us, praise God, where we need to be. But Peter asked him, said, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus said, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. He's coming today that Peter would realize what the Lord was representing when he was washing their feet. But if we ain't careful, we decided we know more about what we need than that God does. We think we do. And Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus said to him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. And Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. Amen. So Peter's trying to dictate to the Lord. He's trying to tell him what to do. I think if we ain't careful, we try to dictate the Lord. We try to tell him what to do, how that we ought to live, how we know what we need, and we think we know more than he does. Amen. But we can't dig to him. We can't dictate to the Lord. We can't tell him, praise God, what to do. And we definitely can't tell him how to do it. The Lord says, well, he should tell the Lord what to do. And then he starts to tell the Lord, well, Lord, if it's got to be, then this is the way I want you to do it. Amen. How many times do we do that in our Christian life if we ain't careful? Amen. We'll say, well, Lord, this is what you need to do. And Lord, if you're going to do that, then this is the way that it needs to be done. Instead of saying like Jesus did, it's amazing to me. Jesus said, Father, thy will be done. Amen. If we come for the Lord before the Lord and just say, Lord, thy will be done. Not mine, but thine. Amen. Praise God. But we see how this plays out. And Jesus tells them in verse number 10, Jesus saith unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. Amen. What he's talking about is that when they went into the bathhouse, amen, in the time that they lived, they went to the bathhouse and they took a bath and they got clean. They washed from top of the head to the soles of their feet. But in the transition from the bathhouse to their house, amen, from the transition from getting cleaned up, the help of the Lord, praise God, and the living the life that we did, that we lived day after day. Sometimes, amen, we get contaminated. Amen. He said they were saved by the marvelous grace of God. They've been washed from their sins. But he said there's that contamination that we get on, praise God, walk through in this world, the things that defile us as we go along the way. And he said what we got to do is we got to help each other stay clean. Amen. We're living in a day in our church of compromise. We see brothers and sisters falling by the way, and we'll talk about them. But we won't go to them and tell them, say, look, you know, let them know that we love them and we want to help them. We want to encourage them, praise God, to get on the right path and to walk with God, allow God to clean them up, to repent of those things that's so easily beset us in this world, and let God to help us, praise God, to clean. So we need that daily cleansing. And we need it from the Lord. Amen. Need the Lord to wash our feet, to get the defilement of this world off of us. He says, verse number 20, so after he had washed their feet and taken his garments, sat down again, he said, I know you not what I've done to you. Amen. He said, you don't know. But he said, praise God, there's coming a day that you'll figure it out. Hey, come a day that you'll realize what I've done to you here today. How I gave you an example, praise God, of that cleansing and how to, in humility, to help encourage one another along the way. In a humble fashion. Look at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse 21. Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3 and 21. He said, therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. Amen. What's he saying here is that we, through Jesus Christ, praise God, we have it all. We have the blessed hope of eternity in the palm of our hand in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. He said, we don't have to puff up and try to be something better than what we are. We don't have to try to prove ourselves to someone. Amen. Well, he said we could come in a humble spirit and a humble attitude before the Lord Jesus Christ and realize that as the Lord, as children of God, that we're winners, praise the Lord. That we are all winners in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and we have a blessed hope in us that far exceeds everything that this world has to offer. Amen. So we in humility can come together and just try to encourage and entreat each other to be children of God, to walk humbly before the Lord and ask God to help us along the way, to help us to help our brothers and our sisters so that we can be more compatible with the Lord, so we can have that fellowship with Him. Amen? The Lord can't have fellowship with defilement. Amen? What's wrong with the church today? And the brother hit on it this morning. Amen. There's too much defilement in the church to have fellowship with God. We got to get rid of the defilement. And we got to ask God to cleanse us and purge us, praise God, and help each other. Love each other. Encourage each other, praise God. Wash our feet, praise God. Day by day, amen, encourage each other with the word of truth. Let it speak to us so that we can speak to, so that it can speak to someone else along the way, so that they can be encouraged. Amen. I'm talking about bathed feet. I'm talking about having clean feet. Man, we're saved by the marvelous grace of God. We believe that. Amen. But I believe we're running around with old dirty, stinking, rotten feet. Amen. We get a lot of defilement on us when we traverse through this world. Amen. We attract a lot of stuff. But he said, if we'll clean our feet up every day, come before the Lord and confess our sins. He said, if we'll confess our sins, he's faithful just to cleanse us from our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. To forgive us of our sinfulness. To clean us up so we can be a help. So we can continue in that fellowship with Jesus Christ as our Savior. So we see those bathed feet. Amen. They're glorious feet before the Lord. The Lord likes clean feet. Amen. You'll know, hey, we'll not stroll through the portals of glory with dirty, defiled feet. Amen. The Lord's going to clean us up and we go in with clean feet. Praise the Lord. Hey, praise God, there'll be no stinky feet in heaven. Amen. Ain't that going to be a wonderful thing? Praise God. We'll march down the streets of gold on feet, praise God, that's pure and undefiled in the sight of a holy God. Because all things are His, we can come humbly before the Lord and we can enter in with clean feet, with bathed feet. So we enter into fellowship with Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we have those clean feet, but the Lord don't only want us to have clean feet. The Lord wants us to have beautiful feet. Amen. In Romans chapter number 10, the Bible says this in verse, well, let's just start at verse 13. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Amen. Didn't say might be. It could be. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen? Listen to what he says in verse 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. Said, how beautiful are the feet of a preacher. So you know how to have beautiful feet is to have bathed feet. When we get bathed feet, we get clean feet, then we get beautiful feet. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad that there's an opportunity, praise the Lord, and a challenge for us to have beautiful feet? Amen. Praise the Lord. I never thought about it before. But I was sitting there today and I thought, glory, hallelujah, God wants us to have beautiful feet. My feet look like skeleton feet. Amen. Amen. They just skinny and look like bones, hide over bones. I never considered them beautiful. But God says, praise God, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. The gospel, what kind of gospel? The gospel of peace. The gospel of glad tidings, of good things, praise God. The good things of the Lord. So we get our feet cleaned up down to, praise God, and bathed, and we get them clean. Then we get to have those beautiful feet so that we can have a fellowship with the Lord. Amen. So that we can share the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, with others. See what happens? See how this thing begins to roll? When we get cleaned up and we get our feet clean, amen, we help clean each other's feet up, and then our feet start looking better, things start reacting better together, and things start going in the right direction, and we start seeing God moving, God doing things, praise God, that He wants to do in the day and hour that we live. God's getting the glory. I'm talking about glorious feet for Jesus Christ our Savior. But He says, But they have not all obeyed the gospel. Isaiah says, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we get those bathed feet, we get our feet cleaned up, and we help clean up others. He said, then we get those beautiful feet, praise God, and we begin to march through the world, we begin to preach the gospel of peace and good tidings to those around us, and people start getting peace in their heart and joy down in their soul, and people start getting excited about what God's doing. You know what's wrong with the world today? There's no excitement for what God is able to do. Amen. If we get so defeated, we get so beat down, praise God, that people just don't see any reason for having what we've got. Amen. But praise God, when God Almighty begins moving our heart, and we realize, praise God, that we've been to the bathhouse, praise God, we've been saved by the marvelous grace of God, that we're washing our feet daily, we're asking God to forgive us, we're trying to stay clean. We're trying to encourage others, praise God. And we got those beautiful feet that God has given us, praise the Lord, to preach the gospel of peace and hope and joy in a lost and a dying world. Amen. So we got those bathed feet and we got those beautiful feet. Amen. They're looking good. Hey, they may not look, my old bony feet may not look good to you, but praise God, they're looking good to the Lord. Because I'm trying to use them, praise God, to march into places He'd have us to go. To do the things that He'd have us to do. Amen. So preaching the gospel of peace and good tidings, glad tidings of good things. Good things to come through Jesus Christ our Savior. And the hope that we have in the Lord. Amen. So we get those bathed feet and we get those beautiful feet. Amen. And then we get those bounding feet. I mean, talking about those feet that can go places. Those feet that can get us through things, praise God, in this world that we traverse through. Amen. Look at Habakkuk chapter number 3. Habakkuk chapter number 3. Amen. Habakkuk chapter number 3. The Bible says this in verse number 19. He said, Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet. And He will make me to walk upon mine high places to praise God. So we see the Lord is speaking through Habakkuk, and He said, you know what? The Lord has not only given me clean feet, and the Lord has not only given me beautiful feet, but the Lord has given me bounding feet. Feet, praise God, to go places and do things, to go places that I never dreamed I could go before for the glory of God. And God's ministered to me, and He's touching my life, and He's helping me, praise God. He's moving me along forward in every adverse thing that I come against. He said, with the feet of a hind, praise God, He helps me to proceed further. Amen. Our natural feet. Have you ever thought about your natural feet? Your natural feet are pretty slow. They're faltering. Amen. They're kind of weak. Sometimes don't have strength. Amen. But the Bible says those feet are abounding. Those feet are like, your feet are like, and he said, the Lord is my strength and he will make my feet like hinds feet. He gives me agile feet. He gives me swift feet. He gives me strong feet. To having done all, stand for the glory of God. Amen. You said, preacher, I never know our feet had much to do with it. Hey, as old Brother Bill used to say, without a goal, all you got's a spell. But he said, we're supposed to go with the gospel. And you say, through your feet, praise God, the glorious feet of a servant of God. He moves us further day by day, praise God, from one situation to another for God's glory. He brings us into places, praise God, where he'd have us to be. Amen. So not only do we have bathed feet, so we have fellowship with God, and beautiful feet, so we can share the gospel of God with others, but we have a bountiful feet, so we can overcome the obstacles that we face along the trail, along the way. Amen. So we, as we're marching on and we're marching forward, with the Lord as our strength, praise God, our feet, praise God, are like hinds feet. God makes them swift. He makes them steady. He makes them agile. He takes away the weakness, praise God, and in the weakness, he puts strength. Amen. Because we face obstacles. As you look at Habakkuk here, and they were facing some obstacles. Look at verse number 17, what he says. He says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, and labor of the olive shall fail, the field shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herds in the stall. Sounds pretty dismal, doesn't it? Amen. They've been caught off, cut off from all their sustenance in this world. I mean, he's mentioned all the sustenance that they would need in the day and hour they live to survive. Amen. But thank God for the glorious feet. Praise God. He said, notice the although and the yet. He said, although the fig trees not bloom, blossom, there's neither fruit, and the vines and the labored olives failed, and the fields shall not yield their meat, and the flock is cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herds in the stalls. But notice verse 18, he says, yet. He said, even all this is happening. He said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Amen. He said, I'm going to rejoice in the God who saves me. Well, I'm glad today, praise God, because of the glorious feet of a servant of God, a faithful person to God, that God gives us the privilege of being one of his youngest, and he's promised that he would take care of us, and he would minister to us, and he would meet our need, and he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He said the righteous would never be forsaken, or his seed of begging bread. Amen. God says, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to bring you through those obstacles, the diversity, praise God, the adversity, amen, the things that can destroy and to tear down in this world. But God says through the glorious feet of on the glorious feet of one of his, said he offers deliverance, amen. He said, we'll march on, praise God. Said, we'll move with swiftness and surety, amen. Praise God. He said, we'll be strong when the world says we ought to be weak. Ain't you glad today, praise God, that we can stand strong when the world says we ought to be weak? Said, everything's falling down, everything's going astray, everything's going awry. What are we going to do? Said, we're going to trust in the Lord. Amen. Because we've come together and we've cleaned our feet. We bathed their feet. We got beautiful feet, praise God. Patricia preaching the gospel of peace and good tidings to a lost and a dying world. And because we march on with the peace and joy in her heart, God says, I'm going to make you to abound, praise God, in the things of God. Even when the devastation of the world is settling in all around us. God says, I'm going to bring you out, and I'm going to pray. When everything seems to be failing, he says, I'm going to bring you out and prosper you. Amen. I'm going to bless you. Amen. I'm going to bless you beyond means. He said, Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet. And the watch, yes, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places. Amen. He's speaking of the promised land. Amen. God says, just keep on pressing on, praise God, because the glorious feet of a child of God one day is going to march through the promised land for the glory of God. One day, young'uns, our feet, the glorious feet of a child of God, is going to march into the presence of the holy and righteous God, into the promised land. And God, and praise the Lord, when we get there, we can say, we'll be able to say, God did that. Amen. The Lord brought me through. The Lord cleaned my feet. The Lord gave me beautiful feet. Praise God. God gave me abounding feet. He helped me to keep moving forward for God's glory. Listen, we got to keep moving forward for God's glory. Amen. It gets better. It truly gets better farther on. Amen. We're getting closer and closer to heaven. We're getting closer and closer unto the promised land. Amen. Habakkuk wrote this, and he wrote it in the last part of this verse 19. He said, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Amen. He said, glory, hallelujah. He said, he wrote it, praise God, so that we can have something to sing about. Amen. Something to rejoice over. He said, there was joy in it in a believer. Amen. To those that have bounding feet. Amen. For God's glory. So he said, we got to have our bathed feet. He said, we got to have our beautiful feet. And he said, we got to have abounding feet to keep just pressing on for the glory of God. Amen. And said, God would give those to us. Amen. If we'd just trust Him. Amen. Jesus, they didn't have to ask Him to wash their feet. He washed their feet, praise God. And they, praise God. And we, when He washed our feet, when He cleans us up, we just ask Him, forgive us our sins. And He moves in, He cleans us up. Gets rid of the defilement of the world so that we can go on with beautiful feet, preaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. The good news, the glad tidings of peace. There's peace, praise God, in the world. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. You'll not find it in the highways and the byways of this world outside of the Lord. But I want to say tonight, youngs, we have peace in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Peace that passes understanding. And one day in just a little while, praise God, we'll be with Him. Abounding, praise God, in the goodness of the Lord. Because the Lord God is my strength. He's my strength, He's your strength. And we can trust Him tonight to be our God, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. To minister to us and to give us all that we need to persevere even in troublesome times. It's going to get worse. It's going to wax worse because God said it would. But praise God, I'm glad that He give us abounding feet so that we can prosper, praise God, and we can walk upon our high places, our promised land, that place with Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen. We can know Him and He knows us and He's there to help us and He's there to make us stronger day by day. To give us the encouragement, to be encouragement to others along the way. Amen.